This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. And every time Scotty talks about this, he makes me hungry. And now that I get to talk about it, I'm making me hungry too. Of course, all the locations are different. Really cool is there's different lunch specials every different day at all the different locations. Today, Valley City, exit 292 off I-94, pulled pork with gravy and chicken fettuccine. Harwood's got two sloppy joes and chips, 12th Avenue North in Fargo, country fried steak. West Main Avenue in West Fargo, they got the pulled pork sandwiches going, and they always have that 4 for $4. Choose your favorite single topping, personal or breakfast pizza for you pick it. Two fresh baked cookies and a 20-ounce fountain soda or coffee for $4 every day. And remember, all lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. PetroServe USA, proud sponsors of What's on Your Mind, where Ron Ness is in hosting for Scott Henn. How are you, Ron? Welcome to the show again.
Well, good morning, and it's great to be here. It's been quite a time since I've been in studio with Todd. So, good morning, Todd, and good morning, listeners.
Morning.
We have got a fantastic lineup today, Todd. We've got NDSU President Dean Brashani. No shortage of topics of interest there in terms of what we expect at North Dakota colleges, and might slip in a bison question too, Todd. That's looking a little more grim each day as you see the news today. But following that up in the 9:30 half hour, we've got Dr. Mike LeBeau, the CEO of Bismarck Sanford. And Mike is going to have, I think, some really great information for us in terms of COVID-19 and just what is going on at Sanford. And Sanford's obviously got a huge presence across the region, and I think he can give us a little bit bigger picture sometimes than what we hear in the media. And looking forward to that discussion. Of course, in the 10 o'clock hour, we have U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer for the Talk Hall Town Radio. We invite your calls, your texts. Calls at 258-0550, texts at 226-8503. That's text at 226-8503. So Senator Cramer's actually been very busy in a somewhat quiet Congress, shall we say, Todd. Our congressional delegation, I think, has been involved, is engaged. Congressman Armstrong, of course, has been in the judiciary hearings at the forefront of all of those issues. And now Senator Cramer's got a number of bills and initiatives. And, of course,
well, Senator Cramer, not only more radio time than a typical senator, but now more TV time. Between, you know, Fox News and Fox Business, I mean, he's on a lot. I mean, and I say that in a very good way. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and I think that goes really for, obviously, Senator Hovind's involved in a whole bunch of great initiatives. And
absolutely.
And Congressman Armstrong is just, he's just done a fantastic
job.
We've
sent them a wonderful congressional delegation. Now, if we could just send them a president.
Well,
no, it's not. We have a great president. It's not a reflection on Trump. I'm just saying we send good politicians to D.C. That's my point.
Yeah, as does South Dakota, obviously. Senator yes. Thune and Senator Rounds. You've got Representative Johnson down there. And, of course, Kristi Noem, she's kind of become a rock star in this whole COVID deal.
Yeah, she has.
So it's going to be interesting to see what she does with Sturgis, though. I think Sturgis is going to be a...
They had the 4th of July thing there, and did the numbers spike from that? And didn't really hear a whole lot, did we?
Seems to me like they've got a 4th of July party in Portland about 70 nights in a row now. We don't see a lot of consternation about that, do we? But you get 15...
You can't COVID test somebody who's in the middle of rioting. It's a little tricky to get that swab down there.
COVID doesn't pass at nights, I've heard. We'll ask LeBeau that question.
Well, so maybe the fires burn it, that they said.
I think so. So, speaking of great getaways in North Dakota, I was up in Lake Metegoshi this week, Todd.
Yeah, you know, I've never been there. I need to get
West
there sometime.
I've got to tell you, if everybody needs to get away, and I was telling Todd before the show, you come back and you turn on the news, you turn on Fox News, you turn on CBS in the morning, and you feel like, oh, my gosh, the world's crashing down on us, and what are we going to do? But you get up to Lake Metegoshi, not a lot of worries up there.
Yeah.
That place is just absolutely... I've maybe been there 2-3 times ever, and It's amazing.
This
it is amazing.
The year we all need more peace and serenity, right?
And these guys were telling me you can rent a you can rent a home up there with a pontoon, $250 a night, big house, fill it full of people. So
wow.
We got some great opportunities for people to get out. Medora, I was texting Randy Hudson-Buehler this morning. I've just heard all good things about Medora this summer. They've done a fantastic job with COVID, and they've got a lot of events going on. Today they're having a grand opening for the Little Bully. I don't know if you've heard about the Little Bully. They did a major overhaul, major upgrade of their mini golf course, and they're calling it it's called
good,
the Little
because
Bully.
Because I had a horrendous score on when I played it. It's been 20 years, I guess, but
Yeah, 18 holes now, and I think it's very theme-driven, and so actually I was supposed to be
if you've never golfed Bully Pulpit, and I don't golf, but I was caddying for somebody and just driving to the holes and seeing the layout, it's incredible.
Yeah, Bully Pulpit, it's a state treasure actually for all of us. But now you've got the Little Bully, so if you don't want to play on the big course, you can go play the little course, and they've really upgraded it. They'll put a ton of money into it. So
it's not a thing of not wanting to play the big course so much as I don't want to have to chase the ball as far. So that's probably more my speed.
Well, the moral of the story here is it's the dog days of August, Todd. It's August 7th. Get yourself out there and take advantage of this, because sooner or later, the weather we've had has just been spectacular, and everybody needs to get out and enjoy the
won't be long before we're saying, remember that we were in the 90s all those days? Remember that? It seemed like it was just yesterday, because we'll be saying that pretty soon before too long.
If you think it's too hot to go outside, think again, because can do it.
This Halloween, are we wearing masks?
Boy, that's a really... Maybe we'll have to unmask.
Oh, you're described as a naked human face. Ew.
Lots of discussion about masks, and maybe Dr. LeBeau will give us the official version of what he thinks about masks and where they're appropriate and where they're not. I think they're certainly appropriate. You don't need to be wearing one in your car when you're driving all alone, I suspect. I saw somebody the other day, Todd, you like this one. They're riding bike.
Oh, I know.
Wearing a mask.
When I watch somebody walking alone in like a rural area and there's nobody around, I'm thinking. Now, I have to admit, in my younger days, I owned some cars that wearing a mask alone would probably have been a good idea. Because then I wouldn't either, one, smell the oil burning, or two, smell the fries or whatever I spilled.
Rick Clayburgh, the head of the Rick Clayburgh, the head of the Bankers Association, told me one day, we spent 150 years trying to figure out how to keep people with masks out of banks. Now we got to figure out how we do.
That's why I tell people, I'm like, I've had the lifelong dream of walking into a bank with a mask and not getting arrested. Now, if you walk into a bank without a mask, you might get the police called on you. The irony.
Your day has arrived, my friend.
That's it. We've seen it all. There's nothing left to happen in the world. We got a contingency of people who think the world is flat. And now you can go into a bank with a mask. Not only can you, you're obligated to.
If you have questions for NDSU President Dean Brashani, Sanford CEO Mike LeBeau, or Senator Kevin Cramer, you can text them to us at 226-8503 or call when they're on today and get them on the line with 258-0550. I think there's so much information out there, Todd, and so much this side and that side, and really we just need facts. So, having guests like this today, I think, is a great step towards... getting some more information, because ultimately, as we go back to school, and there's going to be a lot of concerns and a lot of issues, and I think the big picture is how do we keep this all in perspective, and whether it's keeping COVID in perspective and versus other health and illness issues that we have, and the safety and the mental toughness that we all sometimes have to endure. So I think those are good questions. Of course. Very sad to see this morning that Supreme Court Justice Gerald VandeWalle, who's one of the great North Dakotans, by the way, tested positive for COVID, and I certainly hope and wish him the best. And he's an icon of North Dakota and one of the great guys from Noonan, North Dakota, I believe. So
to show my support, I'll wear a black armband with a little mask on it.
Well, let's hope that
that's when you're supporting somebody with COVID. Because you always wear, to show support, you wear the black armband, right? Or some color armband, right? So we'll put a little mask on ours, and that's the COVID support armband.
Is that the Black Lives Matter?
No, that's not.
Todd, you see some confusion here.
The color black has been used for a lot more than just that particular cause.
I actually think, you know,
we'd be in trouble today.
In North Dakota, in the oil and gas industry, we deal with the Bureau of Land Management all the time. And everything is BLM. And this friend of mine in Utah just took the job as the head guy of BLM. And I'm like,
Which one?
You've been around for like, hundreds of years, but you may have to think about a name.
How about Bureau of Land Direction, the BLD? We can redo it just so that there's some clarity.
Well, we're going to move forward with Dr. Bashani and see what's going on at NDSU. As you know, Todd, I've got a daughter that I moved down there. She's going to be in her second year at NDSU.
So, oh, wow.
I have some particular interest, and as I will tell the president today, I've got twins who are doing a virtual Zoom tour of NDSU.
Ooh,
this morning.
Now you compare Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spiced moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Piper's Auction Company, include land auctions. They've got land auctions. They've got real estate auctions, land management, equipment auctions. A great team to do it all at Piper's.com, P-I-F-E-R-S.com. They've got a number of great things coming up. One of them that I saw looked kind of interesting. The Road to the Buffalo Ranch is for sale out in Lewis and Clark County. That's one of the many coming up that they've got. Also, the Anderson Estate Farm Machinery Auction coming up in Dagmar, Montana, all over the region. Piper's is there. Give them a call or stop by or go online. Again, PIFERS.com, Pifers.com, right off I-94, 29th Avenue, South Moorhead, Minnesota, also offices in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. It's Pifers Auction and Realty on What's on Your Mind. Ron Ness hosting for Scott Hannon, who's got the day off today. Ron's in for Scotty.
Well, thank you very much, and we're very pleased to have NDSU President Dean Brashani as our guest this morning. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Well, we're doing fantastic. Another beautiful day in North Dakota. I imagine you're seeing the students starting to come back in the area, and I know I moved my daughter into an apartment down there weekend ago, so are we ready to roll?
They're definitely trickling back to campus. We see them all over. We're trying to space out the students as much as possible on the return to keep it safe, and they're itching to get back.
Well, I know you were a champion of making sure you get kids back on campus this fall. And what's the plan at NDSU? What do you see happening when kids come back and you start classes?
Well, our students made it very clear. They want to come back. They want to be in person, in a classroom, with their faculty member, and we are trying to accommodate that in the safest way possible. We're sending down the density of classes, spreading them out all over campus, providing a lot of safety precautions, and we think we're going to be able to deliver what our students want in the way they want it and have a really exciting fall semester.
The overall reaction from your team at NDSU, they're all jumping and ready to get students back in their classrooms. And
yeah, as much as students and frankly their parents were very eager for them to come back to the campus, our faculty and staff have been really the absence has been painful for them, and they're as excited as the students are to be back.
Dean, one of the things that I think is with current seniors and last year's seniors, tell us where we're at with the ACT. And I know I was mentioning that I've got twins that are now seniors. Today they're doing a virtual NDSU tour. Maybe talk about how that's gone, because I'm just finding that these kids are all kind of an unknown world in terms of what should we do. They typically would be out visiting colleges and trying to ramp up their ACTs, and now there's not really a requirement for ACTs. So what, give us a little backdrop on all of that.
Part of a growing national trend. The ACT was never designed to be predictive of college success. It just was the best tool out there. But I think we're realizing nationally that GPA really is the measure and predictively of college success. It's what students are able to achieve in high school, and it's much more predictive. It also makes it a lot easier to apply for college. The ACT is an enhancement of that, but more and more colleges like NDSU are dropping the requirement for it, and we're seeing an uptick in applications and access as a result.
So what happens with most of the scholarships are now based upon your ACT score, and I know my kids are always trying to go back to ramp that up in order to be eligible to receive a larger potential scholarships. How do you tie that back to GPAs, or what do you do?
Absolutely. We're working on a conversion of some sort of equivalency that's statistically based, equivalating the ACT, a certain score, to a typically what sort of GPA comes with it. But we're also going to comprehensively look at the student's file to see what sort of activities they were involved with, what leadership opportunities. Trying to honor the donors' intents for those scholarships, which is they want them to go to the students who are going to be successful at college. And we think we can do that in a pretty comprehensive manner, but it is going to take some work translating all that.
So what you're telling us is the ACT is quickly going to become a thing of the past.
I suspect so. We're telling students still, if you can and want to, do take it. That is just one additional piece of information, but it's no longer a required piece of information.
How do you begin judging where you're going to be at in enrollment, and what are you expecting not only at NDSU, but anything from, colleges across the state, and maybe something about the Minnesota colleges and what you're seeing over there in terms of start ramp up? Are they starting the same schedule as you guys are?
Yeah, I think generally the campuses in North Dakota are starting on the typical schedule. What their enrollments are going to look like is probably going to vary from campus to campus, depending on how well in touch they stayed with their prospective and ongoing students, what sort of information they provided, whether students got the sense that things are going to be quote-unquote normal or not. For our students, and we particularly go after students who want an in-class experience, are going to attend on a full-time basis and graduate on a pace that leads the state. That's a particular kind of student. And so we were able to market ourselves to that group. And the indications are that we're going to have a very solid enrollment, but also under the current circumstances, it's a wait and see. The first day classes will be when I start talking about where we're actually at.
So for the standard student going back to NDSU this fall, what's the two or three biggest changes they're going to see when they show up for class that first day?
I think we will have a very comprehensive expectation of people wearing masks. They will be spaced out in the classroom. But after that, we hope it will be as normal of an experience as possible. But we've also done some things through technology to accommodate if a student gets sick and needs to stay at home, or if the faculty member gets sick and needs to stay at home, they'll still be able to participate in the class in a real-time manner just from a safe location.
Well, I think the big question out there in Bison Nation, of course, is I can't leave this hanging for all these Bison fans across all of North Dakota. And,
I kind of know where you're going.
Yeah, obviously some news yesterday about the Big Sky, and I think it was the Pioneer League not going to play football at all this year. What's the sense of where we're going with Bison football this year?
We will continue to move forward with a plan to play football. Whether it'll be in fall, whether it'll be in spring, whether it'll be preseason games versus league games is still up in the air, but I think that's all going to get settled out within the next few days, certainly the next week or so. But we are currently planning to play football in some context and probably yet this fall. And we'll pivot as we need to around the other details of that.
Well, Dean, I know you've had lots of really, really challenging decisions to make, and you guys have done a fantastic job in focusing on getting those kids back in school, because that's where I think most of us all think they need to be. And I know the learning experience that my daughter had at home was okay, but it wasn't what she wanted, and it didn't elevate the learning experience for her like she needs. So congratulate on that.
Sure enough, what I would have wanted for her either, and that's why we want to get back to as close to normal as possible as soon as possible.
Well, if you find yourself with an extra day or two this year, I'm going to invite you out to hunt some pheasants in western North Dakota. I think we're going to have a good year, so let's make that happen. All right. Great talking to you, Dean. Appreciate it. So,
you have a great day.
All right. Well, Todd, we're going back to college, and I like his approach. We're moving forward.
They're going to play football even if you and I and Johnny Manziel and Ryan Leaf have to get on the field to provide some opposition.
I think that was the message. I think the Bison could split up into maybe three teams like the Larks did this year because they're going to play football.
That's a good point.
You have to have that positive, optimistic approach.
Is that technically a scrimmage, though, when a football team does that? Or?
Oh, it's all a game. It's all a game. As far as the tailgaters go, it's all a game. Just give it a chance.
More on the way. Stand by.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's August 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 1,100 acres in Ramsey, 1,200 acres in McLean, 1,500 acres in Burley, 48 acres in Walsh, agricultural development land in Bismarck and Mandan, and 160 acres in Marshall County, Minnesota. And exceptional farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Tolna, Steele, and Lincoln, North Dakota, and Baker and Dagmar, Montana. View all of these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The July jobs report just released by the federal government showing that the U.S. economy added 1.8 million jobs last month, and the unemployment rate fell to 10.2%. That's nearly one full point lower than the jobless rate for June. More than 8 in 10 teachers say they are worried about teaching students in their classrooms this fall. It's according to a new poll that just had its results released. The NPR Ipsos poll finds 82% of teachers surveyed say the coronavirus pandemic has got them concerned about returning to all in-person teaching. Thousands of people still waiting for their power to be restored 3 days after Tropical Storm Isaias unleashed heavy rain and wind on New York City, Connecticut, as well as northern New Jersey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Listen to What's on Your Mind. Numbers to call, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. There's always that Oasis Petroleum, Be the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1776, extension 1. Leave a message there. We call it the Oasis Petroleum, Be the Buffalo Hotline because Oasis Petroleum, just like the buffalo, runs into the storm. And I'll tell you right now, lots of great career opportunities in the Bakken at OasisPetroleum.com. Just going to say, go to OasisPetroleum.com, click on careers, and you'll see all the and the Be the Buffalo job search and job openings there at OasisPetroleum.com. Ron Ness is in for Scott Hennin on What's on Your Mind.
Well, good morning, everyone. We are moving into the second session here. We got Dr. Mike LeBeau, the CEO of Sanford Health Bismarck, as our guest in studio this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Ron. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So, anything going on in the healthcare world the last 6-8 months?
You busy?
Yeah.
Not what you guys were planning on talking about in 2019, thinking, what are we going to do for 2020? What are we going to get people excited about, right?
I was just thinking, as 2020 flies by, it's not going to be long. It's going to be 2021, and we're going to be talking about COVID-19. We're coming up on 1 year, so yeah, it's definitely been a life-changing event for many people.
Mike, I think that's maybe where we should start in terms of just talk about what a pandemic is and what's the vision of a hospital like Sanford with such a huge presence and obviously a huge obligation to the communities and to everybody you serve.
It's probably one of my favorite questions we get. As humans, we have this hope. We hope that it misses us. We hope. But just by definition, pandemic means that it's going to affect all of us. We expect that it gets to 80% of the population before we find that herd immunity. And as we set out months ago, we talked about flattening the curve. And so to continue to be isolated, to keep numbers down, I think that's okay, but eventually we have to wait out. And, we're kind of at that spot now where, we expect numbers to go up. We should still be working as a society to flatten the curve with personal responsibility, but I love the idea that, we're trying to get back to normal. I loved your last segment with Dean Brashani. Let's get kids back to school. Let's, move on and make life, as normal as possible. At the same time, let's remember, personal responsibility. Let's do that work. From our perspective, we feel comfortable where we're at. We feel really good. I think one of the advantages we have had as a healthcare society is months to plan. We have 4 months of planning under our belt, we feel very ready. We feel very comfortable with the numbers we're taking care of. We've been busy, but to put it into perspective, only 10% of our hospital beds are taking care of COVID patients right now. And so 90% of our beds are still general medical beds that we're using and to take care of society. The other thing I say is we're pretty consistent with our modeling. We've had a pretty nice modeling, you know, update over 4 months, and we feel pretty comfortable with the numbers telling us where we're at.
Mike, you guys, you were some of the first to ramp up in early May. I know you made the decision, let's get back to doing surgeries and let's bring people in. And Sanford Bismarck, you've been swamped for years. It's not like that hospital is, we hear stories about the hospital's full, and but you guys have been running it, I call it full throttle Bakken, but you've been running it full throttle healthcare at Bismarck Sanford for a long, long time.
Yeah, that's correct. And we made the decision early on to get back to fairly standard operations. I think it's important to know numbers, to have a sense of what's coming from modeling, if you have space. I think it's important to make sure that we have testing supplies and the supplies to take care of patients. And, of course, we're continuing to talk about PPE or personal protection equipment to make sure you have that. From our perspective, we've stated all along and will continue to say that health care continues even in the face of a pandemic. An example that we use is we had a fantastic story of a grateful patient that it's unfortunate she was diagnosed with breast cancer, but it was found very early. She actually went in at the end of March, early April, from screening mammogram and caught it early. And so if you think about letting those things go, if we say, well, let's just wait a year, 1 year later, it might be too late. It's grown, it might have moved, and so it changes treatment options. And so we feel that continuing care is important. We should be in, we should be taking care of our regular things. I look at children. I look at vaccination rates being down 40%. I think it's important that we get our kids in, that we get immunizations up to date, that we do our screening tests, and healthcare should be a place that you come in, even in a face of a pandemic.
Mike, you know, we hear about patients, you know, lots of people getting COVID right now, and I think in our community, you know, the numbers are obviously increasing, but there are so many different levels of, you know, people that get COVID, they get mild symptoms, no symptoms, and you know, we've had some hospitalizations, you know, and I think you're in the 20 ranges now, which is 20 beds or something like that. But what's the typical, what should a person think? If I have COVID and I test positive for COVID and I begin to get symptoms, typically what are you guys seeing at the hospital? Somebody that may have to come in and be hospitalized.
You know, as we get months under our belt, I think we should just take it like every other medical condition. You know, if you get the common cold, if you get influenza, it's very similar symptoms. Fever, chills, cough. One of the primary symptoms people have had is loss of taste and smell as they come in. If you get COVID and you're otherwise generally healthy, we're going to treat you like we do any other viral infection. You should be at home monitoring yourself for symptoms. If symptoms worsen, we want to see a regular. We have a unique program of home monitoring where we actually can send you home with just a little bit of equipment and we can check in on temperature, heart rate, respiratory or breathing rate and to keep track of you at home and keep track. But the majority of folks still are going to have minimal to no symptoms with COVID.
Todd and I were somewhat joking around here this morning about masks, and we want your thoughts on masks, and certainly I had an experience at church last Sunday where I had a young family up in front of me, a few pews, three little guys, maybe three, four, and five. Two of them had masks. The parents had masks. And these two little guys, they had those masks on or off 50 times in 45 minutes. And then pretty soon they looked and they switched masks because they wanted to try each other's masks. It's like, how are we going to have masks on kids in school, let alone high schoolers or college kids? But
you know, masks has been a pretty controversial subject as we talk. We believe that when social distancing isn't possible, we think masks are important. I think our Sanford philosophy is, you know, all of our healthcare staff are required to wear masks in patient care areas, and we strongly encourage our patients and visitors to wear masks. As you get into schools, you're right on the money. Masks only work if worn correctly all the time and taken on and off. And so as a society, it's going to be something that we're going to have to continue to work our way through.
And the other question I think is coming up more and more as we see more people wearing masks in around the community is, is there a proper mask? Is there is any face covering a mask? Is there at the hospital, different story. I understand the masks you guys wear are, you know, medically approved masks, but in the public you see such a variety of masks.
I think anything that covers, I think if I'm wearing a mask, I'm protecting you. I think there's, you know, maybe some better choices, but any face covering I think would probably be what we would call generally okay for the public.
How about what you guys are seeing in terms of Sanford across the regions, Fargo, Sioux Falls, Bemidji, and then we got a few questions coming in. So
numbers, I think, are pretty similar to, you know, the central part of our country. So as we've turned on economy, we expected cases to rise, and they have, I think, risen appropriately. Fargo had a pretty significant rise early on. They were kind of our hot spot, and cases went down, and they've slowly gone back up. Bemidji had no cases for a long time. It wasn't until about after the 4th of July that they've had some cases, but they feel pretty comfortable where they're at and very manageable. Sioux Falls had a pretty significant rise early, and they've actually stayed down now, and there's not, you know, rates there. You know, if you look, you know, once again, just perspective, you know, a positive rate of 3%. And so our rate hasn't gone up significantly, you know, of testing. And so we feel pretty comfortable that we're still in a spot that we can manage this very well.
So if Todd decides, you know, he starts thinking, I should be tested, do you recommend he just goes in and be tested, or should he think about some of those symptoms that are common in order before you start to go in and be tested? That seems to be, I saw a story in the paper today, oh, testing's going down. Well,
yeah,
test a lot of people.
Yeah, it's, from my perspective, we've really focused on the CDC guidelines. And the guidelines say exposure or symptoms to be tested. We are running testing across the state, that's drive-up testing, and their recommendations are anybody can be tested. But as we look just as a company, we think that, you know, it's best if you have symptoms or exposure. It gives the test a better characteristic.
A couple of texting questions coming in here, Mike. Is Sanford reimbursed differently if a patient dies of COVID? So I guess that, and also the big question out there, obviously, is what's different with COVID for a hospital patient versus a regular patient?
As we get months down the road, you know, we've learned more about COVID. I think early on across the country, I think COVID patients, you know, they would end up on life support or the ventilator, and we had difficulties getting patients off. There is a slight increase in reimbursement for COVID, not just death with COVID, but the reason I think the government has put that in is, you know, the PPE, so you're using a fair bit more supplies, and just they generally take more resources.
Mike, we're going to take a break, but we're going to come back, answer these additional COVID-related questions, but then we're going to really talk about what's happening with Sanford Bismarck and the growth and the construction taking place. A lot of great things happening. So we'll be back after these messages.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or text 701-226-8503.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com. Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Just remember, promo code Scott, S-C-O-T-T, promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Now, we're talking pillows, mattress toppers, beach towels, those Giza dream sheets. I mean,
oh, those are fantastic.
Oh, I just can't say enough about the sheets.
That's why I overslept this morning.
Yeah, Scotty had the, have you seen those, felt those beach towels yet? They're gorgeous.
I have not seen those yet. I need to get
soft
one of those.
And they actually absorb water. So
yeah, imagine that, right? Because I've got the bath towels, and you're right.
Think about this, actually, though. If you got one of those old beds, kind of getting the indents in them and stuff, you really don't want to replace the mattress, get that mattress topper. 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry the cover. Made in the USA. It's backed with Mike's 60-day money-back guarantee. Three-layer design. It's a beautiful piece of technology. Right now, we're save 30%. Promo code Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at MyPillow.com. Call 800-506-9028 or use that promo code and get that savings at MyPillow.com. Ron Ness, hanging out for Scotty today on What's On Your Mind.
We are back with Dr. Mike LeBeau from Sanford Health Bismarck. We've got Mark in Fargo with a question for Dr. LeBeau.
Morning, Mark.
Yeah, I want to ask a question. Let's suppose you had 100 people in a room and they've all been tested positive, and all they do is walk outside in the sunshine and the fresh air, and then you bring them right back inside and test them again. What do you think the results would be?
Hello? Room got quiet. We're here, we're here.
We all looked to Mike and pointed at him. Mike.
We're all thinking.
I think Todd's answer might be just as good, factual. But.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting question, and that's really about, I think, as you look, what's going to be the characteristics of the test. We actually just had a meeting today. Some of our rapid tests, you know, if you tested 10 people and if 8 were negative, out of those 8, how many are really negative? Is there any positive? Well, some of the false negative rates in those folks or people that have disease and the test misses it is 20%. Your question
is...
How
do you know that? If the test shows up false positive, what are you going to keep testing until you come up with a positive?
Yeah,
is that the way this is going?
No, and I think your question is actually very valid. So if you have no symptoms and the test is positive, what percentage of those folks really don't have the disease but the test was wrong?
Okay, well, how about this? Let's get more simple than that. Suppose you just test people that are outside all the time. You test people that stay outside all the time in the fresh air, in the sunshine, and see how many of those get COVID. Do you do that anywhere? Has there been any such test as that?
No, I don't think there's been any study. And the difficult part is once it gets into the community and you start trying to eliminate community spread, I think it does get difficult. But I think your question is very fair.
Do you know what a derivative survey is? That's where you desire a certain answer and you keep modifying the circumstances until you get it.
Well, Mark, one of the great challenges that's obviously different in everywhere we go in the country and the world in terms of
when cable news channels interview people for their political opinions, and you just make sure they keep modifying the survey until they get the conclusion that they want to get.
Okay, we're gonna move on. Our time is pretty short here with Dr. LeBeau. So, Mike, let's just talk a little bit about what's going on with Sanford Health Bismarck and the region here. As I mentioned, you guys have been really just running full for a number of years here, adding a lot of capacity to facilities. And so tell us about some of the construction and really how that's going to benefit the people in the Bismarck-Mandan region.
Yeah, this is a fun topic for us. We've been at maximum capacity now for a couple of years. And, you know, credit to our staff. Our staff are hardworking and moving patients. We're figuring it out as we go. But we're right in the middle of a $140 million capital campaign. We've actually just opened up our new NICU, or neonatal intensive care unit. It actually doubles our size. It really allows us to bring state-of-the-art care, you know, to that population, that high-risk population that, you know, it's intimate. They're in the hospital for quite a long time. One of the very, very cool things about this is it's the region's only private rooms. So if you can imagine a premature baby being born at 24 weeks, they now have 16 weeks that they're going to be... you know, that they're going to be until they're really at newborn age, and to be able to spend that time in a private room just brings such a better atmosphere for that patient and that family. I think another project that we're excited about, we actually just opened up ENT clinic, or ear, nose, and throat. In there we have our allergy clinic and our audiology clinic. It's also state-of-the-art. One of our interesting things with that, we actually started a balance clinic. It's a new service. If you think about elderly folks, people with previous head trauma, we have a new concussion clinic, and people that have dizziness problems, we can actually do testing to really isolate, and we really can benefit folks. We're looking at new hospital beds coming online. We're excited about a new surgical intensive care unit. This also then brings state-of-the-art, you know, regional medicine for trauma patients, for the real advanced, real sick patients that need surgery. Yeah, looking forward to that.
Mike, you guys are growing. Still a great need for nurses, healthcare workers, great opportunities for everybody. And Sanford's just doing a fantastic job. So thanks for being our guest today. And we will certainly have you back on and address more of these high-interest questions. So yeah. Thanks for being here. We'll be back with Senator Kevin Cramer after the break.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. More on the way.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.